I'm a middle-aged, middle-sized, mid-career mum living a very middle-ish existence in middle Australia. So if you met me, you might ask,
why are you hiding in a bush?
I'm just going to pause here and let you know that the names and places in this story have been changed to avoid being apprehended by the fun police. So, to answer your question, why am I hiding in a bush? Short answer, because I don't want to be found. Long answer, well, I was recently in a doctor's surgery and my GP asked me,
what do you do for fun?
Such a simple question, but it was so hard to answer. And that really got to me. I mean, could you answer it? I decided then and there something had to change. Then a casual conversation at a barbecue that weekend provided the perfect vehicle for change. It went something like this.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, long time, no see.
So what have you been up to?
You know, the usual, kids, work, you. I can't believe how big your little boy is now. You're looking at your final lot.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but the game started again and an update's just come through.
It was like the heavens opened.
The game started again.
Harp started playing, the sunlight was beaming out of this woman's face, and there was the answer to my fun question. You see, for a few years, a group of my friends and acquaintances, inspired by a movie released in 2018, have been playing a game of, you guessed it, tag for 1 month of the year. I'd always remember, too late to join in, but this year, I ran on in my debut match, all in the name of fun. Although, as it turned out, it got quite stressful.
Hiding, hiding, hiding. Hiding, hiding, hiding. And we got someone really, really stressed. Quick, get the shopping in before they come.
Tag.
Hey, come on.
Every time the front gate squeaked.
I've just started my stakeout down the street, hoping to spot some coffee-loving people, namely Nicole. She's a usual suspect. But any unsuspecting coffee lover, maybe my next victim.
Every time we pulled up in the car.
Is my door locked?
Do not unlock the door, no matter what Lou tells you.
I got away. I'm safely in my getaway vehicle. Lou did not get me. She did not even know I was behind her. Ha ha, Lou sucked in.
Until one Sunday afternoon, I was in the kitchen meal prepping for the week ahead. Oh, I should also explain something. Our town is quite small and has a very low crime rate, so locking doors and windows is a rarity. And the only rules in this game are you can't get the butcher back and you can't tag your spouse. So, I'm prepping food when all hell breaks loose.
We're already in.
I was it. And now it was time to go hunting. The kids wanted to strike back. We waited until sun went down and like total noobs dressed all in black, we got a rasher of bacon in a bag and set off for our friend's house. Our game plan, give the dog the bacon, the kids distract the family, I go round the back and tag them. It went something along those lines, and I got my first tag. But this game has been running for a few years now, and sometimes things get a little crazy.
As the sun goes down, we are on. It is on like Donkey Kong. Whee, look out.
Someone managed to climb through our window, our child's bedroom window, and tag me across my sleeping child. And it was 10 o'clock, I think.
My lovely wife was breastfeeding at the time, and the tagger entered our house. And he tagged my wife in front of me while she was breastfeeding. I said, it's pretty low, mate. That's pretty low.
Yeah, stealth walking through the night, crawling across kitchen floors and and I made the tag. Yep, made the tag. So I was very excited.
And this year the game was epically blown out of the water when one player boarded a plane and travelled over 1,200 kilometres to tag a legacy player who no longer lives in our town. Much conjecture and bluff calling resulted in the chat about if this player, let's call him Ryan, would drive the 1,200 kilometres back to town before the month's end, so he wasn't it when the game ended. So here I am. It's the school's annual music concert, and it's being held outside, and at least six or maybe seven of us are here, but the big question is, will Ryan turn up at any moment and cause bedlam? I'm not sure what the etiquette is for running out of a school concert, but there is no way I'm going to be it. Thankfully, we weren't tested that night, and Ryan remained it until the game came to a close. So next time, if I'm asked what I do for fun, I can say, I hide in bushes, I chase friends down the street, I trespass and enter my friends' homes, recruit their children to betray them, and for 1 month a year, let my inner child play. So bring on the next season.